Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Places, please. The Daily Mix Show is on deck. Guitars plugged in. Drums ready to go. Chickens.
They're a-clucking.
Other animals. And action.
This is the Daily Mix Show on The Rock with Taryn Daly and Steve Miggs.
While listening to the Daily Mix Show, please refrain from any unnecessary finger gesturing.
99.9 KISW.
We have reached the end of the traditional work week, Rockaholics. Good morning, Steve Miggs. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday to you, Taryn.
Will you be raising your freak flag proudly today?
I did it the moment I woke up, and I'm going to do it until the moment I go to bed tonight.
That's the kind of spirit I was hoping to hear
it's
today.
Freaking Friday.
Happy Friday, Rockaholics. Let's inform you.
Knowledge is power.
So give us five-ish minutes, and we'll give you, some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Migs Download.
A.K.A. the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
And the DMD is brought to you by Palace Lawn. Today's your day to enjoy some chicken parmesan. It's National Chicken Parm Day.
I'm in.
Chicken parm sandwich, underrated.
Yes, I would do that right now.
Let's
I'd
make
have
it happen.
For breakfast.
Who can get us a chicken parm for Taryn Daly this early in the morning?
6 a.m.
It's also National Hanging Out Day, and we'll be doing a lot of that tomorrow, though, at Chuck E. Cheese. So hopefully you join us from 3 to 5 p.m. at the Chuck E. Cheese in Tacoma. Yes, that is actually happening. A ridiculous idea has come to fruition, and we'll be doing it tomorrow. And how about them Seattle Kraken? Look, I get it. The season's done. But something to get excited about. And they ended the season on a high note. They had a big win. They ended up beating the Minnesota Wild 4-3. Freaking Yanni Gourde, a couple of goals. Give that guy the damn captaincy. He just looks like a leader out there, man. He just took charge, and it was awesome to watch him do what he does. Also, I got so fired up. I thought it was going to happen. It didn't, but we came very close to Joey Decord scoring an empty net goal when they pulled the goalie. Joey's a really good stick handler. Like, he's great with the puck. And then he got that puck. You could tell he had goals in his eyes, and he went for it, but it didn't happen. But that would have been pretty awesome at the end of the year. I think he's going to get one at one point.
Oh, yeah.
He's freaking good at that. Weird, I don't know if it's good news or bad news. I think it might be good news for some, though, because according to the Seattle Times, it looks like the Seattle Kraken might be ending its partnership with Root Sports and potentially launch their own broadcast, and then they'll put it on, like, network TV. Like, I don't know if King 5 or Como 4 or Cairo 7, Q13, who knows where. But quite possibly, Seattle Kraken games will be on free TV starting next year. Let's keep our fingers crossed for those that maybe can't afford cable, or just, you know, how things get weird with some of these cable providers.
Of course.
Yeah.
The Arizona Coyotes are relocating to Utah for the 2024-2025 NHL season after being sold to Jazz owner Ryan Smith. So this marks the end of the team's tenure in AZ, with plans to maybe go back there in the future.
I thought that part was kind of strange. Like, it has never worked. You're losing your team, but the owner's like, we might bring it back.
Will you?
I don't know. Yeah, I'm sure a lot of Sonics fans are like, yeah, we've been waiting too, you know.
Yeah, good luck with that. Yeah, I don't think a lot of people are buying it, but we'll see what happens. But for now, they're moving.
Now, of course, a lot of people are talking about Salt Lake City and what will the team name be. And I did see something on social media. I was cracking up. They're like, for the love of God, they better not be called the Miners. Because, you know, in Salt Lake City, people mining and things along those lines. Because I was like, well, that's weird. Why? And they're like, we can't have the Predators play the Miners in hockey, because National Predators.
Yeah, it will never work.
Yeah, you can't have the Predators take on the Miners. That's not a good look. I thought that was kind of clever. Hey, that Pearl Jam, A lot of us woke up this morning, might have started listening to the brand new Pearl Jam album, their 12th studio album, Dark Matter. It's now officially out, produced by Andrew Watt, who if I ever meet this guy, I'm going to give him a massive high five. He really brought out some energy and some enthusiasm in Pearl Jam I don't think we've heard in a while. This record is phenomenal from beginning to end. They just sound great. Mike McCready puts on a clinic on the lead guitar. Eddie's voice sounds great as well. Of course, they're going on tour. They're going to be here for a couple of dates in May. And so far, as I've been listening to the record, the one song I keep going back to, and shout out to Pearl Jam, if you go to their YouTube page, they put like all the visualizer stuff that they did in the movie theater. So, I mean, what better way to celebrate 420 this weekend and then pull up YouTube and just stare at some trippy visuals. But my favorite so far has to be this one. It's called Waiting for Stevie.
And I've got my headphones cranked pretty loud this morning. That sounds amazing.
His voice sounds so great. And I guess it's, yes, they're waiting for Stevie Miggs. No. Stevie Wonder. Apparently this song is about Eddie Vedder waiting. I don't know if it's about that, but the title was inspired by waiting for Stevie Wonder to show up and help record some stuff on his solo record.
Totally worth the wait.
Hell yeah.
Allman Brothers guitarist Dickie Betts died yesterday after a battle with cancer and COPD. He was 80 years old. Although he was not a biological Allman Brother of Greg and Dwayne, he was super important in the band. In concert, you would hear him play, you know, things like Ramblin' Man and Blue Skies, another really great one. You may not have known that it was him singing, but it was.
Yeah, sad news. I mean, what an incredibly talented guitarist. Mariners Absolutely. Are playing today. They're in Colorado, taking on the very bad Colorado Rockies. Could we get another sweep? Wouldn't that be pretty awesome if that happens?
Go.
Yeah, it's going to be a good weekend for some baseball. The weather, going to be a great day today. A high of 67, going to be sunny out as well. The DMD is brought to you by Kia of Puyallup, and that's what's up.
Tomorrow will be a monumental day for all of us as we do something that has never been done at our station, and it's completely ridiculous. We're going to tell you about it at 6:20.
Yes, the Daily Mix Show.
Is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
They say a picture is worth a thousand words, especially these. Each picture captures a moment in time in the crazy lives of the Daily Mix Show. Here's four shots to wake you up.
We are all about bringing joy to social media, so you should give the Daily Mix Show a follow. Our handle is @DailyMigs, and we've posted a photo that has four shots.
Okay.
Four things that summed up our days yesterday. And I'd like to kick things off with Mr. Danny V. Danny, can you tell us about your shot?
Well, of course, I'm still reeling from the weekend with Lily for her 10th birthday.
The big birthday celebration.
Going through pictures, because I always like to organize my pictures into folders and print them out and all that kind of stuff. So I found the one that of me and Lily at her third birthday dinner at the Olive Garden.
Third birthday dinner.
We had three birthday dinners.
Three
this
straight?
Weekend.
Are we talking?
Pretty much, yeah. We went first night.
Wait,
we went,
not three straight. Like over the last 3 years, you've done her birthday at an Olive Garden. Three in this past week.
Two at Olive Garden. One at a Teppan Japanese Grill.
Okay.
So, but yes, it was split up. It was first birthday dinner was at Olive Garden. Second one was at the Japanese Grill. Third one was at Olive Garden again.
Your daughter's clearly like me. I like to celebrate a birth month.
Oh yeah, yeah.
So I dig this very much.
She loves Olive Garden. Is her favorite. Favorite restaurant
Couldn't
of all
tell.
Time. Oh my gosh, man. She actually finally tried something different this time, though. I will say her go-to is always shrimp scampi, and it has been for 3 years now. She finally changed it up to the cheese ravioli.
What helps when you go multiple times, so she probably doesn't feel as like she's missing. Because if I love something at a certain restaurant and I don't go all the time, I'm always going to get that one thing.
Yeah.
But if I go back to back in the same week,
I might try something a little bit different. Did she like the other thing?
She did. She loved it. However, you say that not even 6 months ago, if we would go to Olive Garden every night, she would get shrimp scampi. She would not try anything. Dad, everything else here is not good. And it's like, you've never tried it. Like, you have to try things. So she's finally, now that she's double digits, you know, her palate's maturing.
She's a lot older now.
And yeah. Hello.
So we have an Olive Garden aficionado as part of this show. That would be Sarah. So, Sarah, I would like to hear about your shot next.
Well, Steve, I know you're very excited about the new Pearl Jam album.
Are we talking more Pearl Jam, baby?
We are not, because there is a more superior album that is out today, and that is my girl, Taylor Swift. So I am rocking my Taylor Swift, I love Taylor Swift shirt in my Four Shots pick.
So what time did the album...
Do you have any breadsticks that I can shove in my ear?
What time did the album come out?
Taryn, it came out at midnight, but then...
Well, 9 o'clock our time.
Okay, yeah, 9 o'clock our time, but then our... This talented artist decided instead of one, she's going to give us two albums. So then at 2 a.m, she dropped her second album. Did Pearl Jam do that?
No. Because Pearl Jam respects our sleep.
Oh, no.
I saw so many people on social media being like, I guess I'm not sleeping tonight because there's another Taylor Swift record to listen to. So there's 30 songs or something like that of Taylor Swift today.
And if I didn't have to work today, right? I would have had a little listening party.
Wow.
Yeah.
I love your passion.
Thank you so much.
I sure do.
Woo!
Well, my shot is actually a flashback Friday from a couple months ago, when I went to the Burlington Chuck E. Cheese with my son Barrett for a birthday party, and I had not been to a Chuck E. Cheese in the better part of 30 years, and we had an absolute blast. So I wanted to share my photo of the...
Chucky looks like he's ready to fight. It looks like he's about to throw down like in a hockey fight in this picture.
I know they don't have the full-on animatronic band anymore, but this Chuck E. Cheese character had like a moving head, and his eyes would blink. And it looked like he was looking at you the whole time.
Oh, so that wasn't like the mascot Chuck E. Cheese, that walks around.
That was one that, you know, has a battery or something. He was alive.
It's artificial intelligence, Chuck E. Cheese.
So I'm fired up. I'm really excited to go to the Tacoma location. I've never been to that one. And I'm ready to throw down tomorrow.
Tomorrow from 3 to 5, we're going to be at Chuck E. Cheese in Tacoma. Thanks to Bree, the manager, to help make this happen. And that's what my picture is all about. You could see Tatum's in our bed before bedtime because she wanted to watch a show. I'm like, well, what do you want to watch? And she's like, I want to watch Chuck E. Cheese videos. This girl cannot stop talking about Chuck E. Cheese. This is all she cares about. Like, when are we going to Chuck E. Cheese? I'm like, Saturday, in a couple days. So yesterday evening, she was on YouTube watching people play at Chuck E. Cheese. And like, can I do that? Can I do this? I'm like, I sure hope they have whatever it is that you're looking at. And she's laughing and howling about it. It was great all day long. Like at one point during the day, I was just like, I pulled out my phone just to ask her how excited she is. And then she had this to say.
Tatum, are you excited to go to Chuck E. Cheese?
Yeah.
What are you most excited to do at Chuck E. Cheese?
Play the games.
Are you excited to color?
Yeah.
All right, see you later.
And she just walks off. Like, thanks for the talk, kid. I don't know what she went to do, but she was like, I'm done talking.
I don't know if they have the same games at every location, but the one that Barrett loved so much was this one where you have like you're shooting water at little ducklings, like little plastic ducks, and you're trying to get them to go back into their cave. You got to get all the ducks back in the cave. It was so much fun.
The one I watched with her was, she was watching all these on YouTube, was like, there's like a whack-a-mole. I don't know what they're whacking, but the kid that was playing it was really aggressive. I'm like, oh man. I'm a little worried that my kid just picked up a habit, and when she gets there with this mallet, she's going to be pouncing the living crap out of this thing.
I'm excited for pizza.
Yeah.
I'm excited for just general hangs with the Rockaholics. I mean, this is our first listener party. We've been waiting for this day, and it's nearly here.
To add to the stupidity of this party, we created our own coloring sheet. You know, like when you go to restaurants and you give kids something to color? So we just made a Daily Mix coloring sheet, and what showed up at my house yesterday was 150 packets of crayons that we can give to the kids. That's so dumb, but I was like, you know, we got to give something. If someone shows up with their kids, some kids get bored. Most kids get bored. So at least we have something that they can color, both for the kids and also apparently for George as well, because he likes coloring.
Oh, he is pumped to do some coloring with the kids.
Well, it's going to be a blast for Alcoholics. Obviously, you can get all the details on the party.
And I know some people are like, that's so stupid. We're like, yes, this is the dumbest party known to man. That's why we're doing it. Like, we're having a party at a Chuck E. Cheese, which is just random. But the fact that it is even happening, and thanks to Bree, the manager, that she heard us joking about it. She's like, we can make this happen. And then their corporate office is like, let's do this. And now here we go. We get to hang out with the Rockaholics. You can bring your kids. If you don't have a kid, that's totally cool. Show on up. We're going to be in the upstairs. I think it's like an upstairs loft. Like there's like a little private area for the Rockaholics that overlooks the entire grounds of Chuck E. Cheese. So we'll be hanging out there. That'll be a place where we could all meet up. But also we're going to be playing games and hanging out with everybody.
Partying at Chuck E. Cheese tomorrow, Rockaholics. Makes us want to know, what about you? What is the oddest party you have thrown or been to? One that is so unique that you'll never forget it. 206-803-ROCK. Your calls after Green Day. The Daily Mix. Tomorrow, we are throwing a party at Chuck E. Cheese in Tacoma from 3 until 5. And yes, we know that's strange. So, what about you, Rockaholics? We want to know about the oddest party you have thrown or the oddest party you've ever been to. One that is so unique that you'll never forget it. 206-803-ROCK. Devo in Spokane, I want to hear about this snowy New Year's Eve party you threw.
Yeah, so it was probably about 10 years ago, and we had a bunch of friends. There was probably a group of 10 to 12 of us, and we I have a huge fire pit that's about 6 feet across and about 5 feet down, had it full of wood and everything else, poured about 2-3 gallons of gas on it, and then we had a flare, and my buddy threw the flare, and it bounced into the fire pit, then bounced out, and then as I went to grab it, it hit the fumes and, like, pretty much blew up in my face.
This sounds like a terrible party.
Definitely one you'll never forget.
But that was the beginning, and then throughout the day, because we live here in Spokane, and I live in a snow belt, so we get, like, a buttload of extra snow versus all around us. I took my tractor and used about probably 15 bucket loads of snow and made a ping pong table out of snow. And then we took a mister and so it ice over.
That's cool.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so we had this iced over beer pong table and did that all night long. And then whenever I throw a big party in the winter, I like to burn a couch. Just the stupid thing that I do. And my mom had a couch that she didn't like, and so we wound up swapping couches, and then one of my buddies had this great idea. Let's hook a tow strap to it and pull it up and down the road as we're sitting on it.
Like hooky bobbin.
Yeah. Yeah.
What the hell is hooky bobbin?
Hooky bobbin is when you like get pulled behind a truck or a car on something. Could be a skateboard, whatever.
Oh, we would call it like sketching or something like that. Hooky bobbin?
Yeah, sketching. But, yeah, we probably pulled that couch about a total of 12, 13 miles that night before we burnt it.
You know what, Devo? You and I would get along so well. I would party down with you and your crew any day of the week.
I just love that something blew up in his face. Like, that's how the party started. I'm like, that's how the party would end, if you ask me. We're not doing anything else. Although the idea of having a frozen ping pong table sounded like such a cool idea.
I don't want to go to that party.
Yeah, it sounds like a blast.
Sarah, can I just tell you really quickly about a party that I went to in high school or in college that I think you would love?
Oh, please.
It was called High Socks and Wine Box. And everybody just wore tall socks with shorts. Everybody in tall socks. Everybody drinking boxed wine.
I love that.
I've always wanted to throw in tall socks. High socks and wine box.
I've always wanted to see Danny in tall socks.
Oh, no.
Maybe we need to throw this kind of party.
Oh, my God.
I've been to one. It's the Tour de Francia, and everyone has a Francia box that's, like, taped around like a satchel, and that's their box for the night.
Oh, my Lord.
5 liters.
Do they have to have, like, some kind of, like, a sippy thing?
No, you just get it from the spout.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, yeah, duh. I guess you could use the spout. Silly Steve.
However you want to consume it.
The strangest party, I remember for a few years we were doing this, and this is when I lived in Linwood, many, many years ago. It all started with a stoner conversation. Oddly enough, this party would happen right around this time, with 420 being tomorrow. My buddy Brian and I that I worked with, we were getting really stoned in an apartment in Seattle, and we're like, somehow we just started dying laughing over the idea of throwing a potluck party. But the potluck could either be food, or it could be pot.
Oh, my God.
And so I'm like, screw it. Let's do this. And so we did, and we set it all up, invited everyone from work, and a bunch of people showed up. It was, dude, Remember Grant Wisdom, who used to play with the Seahawks?
Yes.
He just retired, and I invited him to. He's like, sure, why not? And it makes me, it definitely ages me, because now I see his stuff on Instagram, and like his daughter's like in college.
Oh my
and I remember
God.
This because his wife was pregnant at the time, and she dropped him off because she was driving, but she was pregnant at the time, and he just showed up with like a six-pack of beer and a bag of peanuts, which I thought was hilarious because he was like, you know, he was a very rich football player, and he like didn't show up. His potluck was a bag of peanuts, and the six-pack was missing one. I'm like, he drank it from when his wife dropped him off walking to my door. He just crushed the beer, but it was so much fun. People were showing up with all this weed and joints, and like, the only weird part was by the end of the night, everybody's passed out on my couch and there's no way to get rid of people.
There's no you're energy
like,
left.
Right. You're just like, this party ends very awkwardly. But we did that for a couple of years. There was always like a USC fight that would happen around that time. So we would time it right around 4:20 or whatever weekend is around that time. And it was such a blast.
That sounds fantastic.
I think you would have had a great time at that party.
I would have loved that party. Rockaholics, how would you like to beat Steve? He's currently 96 wins, 25 losses, and 15 ties in 2024. 206-803-ROCK. We'll play Beat Migs at 6:50.
The Daily Migs Show.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.